Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe I'll marry her. Just entertaining myself over here. Hope you're having a great morning. I'm Jinx. It's Chelsea. Wasn't your wedding really small? You've been married for how long now? 30 years? Been a while.
I think it's 11 years. I probably need to double check on that.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, one of these days, maybe I'll change my last name. I was thinking about it like when we first got married, and then I was like, I don't really want to go to the DMV. So people are like, are you taking a feminist stand? And you're like, no, I'm just kind of lazy. So I am still Chelsea Messenger. Maybe in like year 15, I'll be Chelsea Buchanan. Who knows? But I'm not taking a stand. I don't want to have to get a new license and like change everything. That feels very unfair. Because like, think of all the things you would have to change if your last name changes. Like your credit card, your bills. So like, that's not a reward. Like, that feels very unfair. So I ain't doing it.
Nah, I don't blame you. Catherine was asking me, because I don't think she's going to change her last name. She would if I asked her. But I'm like, she's like, her name's Catherine Howard. And Catherine Howard is such a cool name because of the historical connotations, right? Former Queen of England and wife of Henry VIII. So it's such a cool name. And
oh,
she
I didn't
loves
know that.
That. Yeah. And so that's why when we go to Renfest, she loses her mind when she sees the guy dressed as Henry VIII walking around. She's like, I'm Catherine Howard. My name is actually Catherine Howard. She gets a picture. She's like, loses her mind. And she loves that kind of stuff. So I'm like, I am not going to make you. If you want to, sure. But you love your last name. It sounds great. You love it. Why change it? So she's not going to change it. And I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah. And that's how it should be. Like, if if she wants to, that's great. I don't know. I just feel like people make a huge deal about it. And again, like, I don't want to go to the DMV, so I ain't gonna.
Here's another great name. Ryan McIntyre. That just rolls off the tongue, baby. You know him. Host of the College Experience Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network as well. Ryan, good morning to you, man. I don't even know where to start. Let me ask this, because we were talking about this early in the show. Heisman futures, do you have one? Is there value on anyone right now? Or are you like, dude, I don't care. Let's talk about the swag.
No, it's not college hoops yet. But 10 days away. I know we were talking pre-show. But yeah, hey, I like the morning tunes, by the way, leading into the segment.
Yeah.
But, I think there's a guy in Nashville, Tennessee. I think it's Diego Pavia, man. I still think he's undervalued. And this is such a narrative-based award. So you kind of need that sexy name and sexy story. Pavia's story coming from New Mexico State Institution, Military Academy, and then going over to New Mexico State. I think he's really taken the college football world by storm, and I still think people are sleeping on Vanderbilt just because even Nick Saban admitted last weekend, I can't get in my head that Vanderbilt is actually an SEC contender and a playoff contender.
Crazy.
Yeah, and that feels unfair to me. Like, I know college football is such an establishment where – you know, pedigree matters. And we start the season with, like, preseason favorite to win it all. And, like, the ranking is it's, like, you are innocent until proven guilty. Like, Texas and Penn State had to be bad to be kicked out of the ratings. Like, and that feels unfair to me for some of these teams like Indiana and Vanderbilt. But let me ask you, because I feel like you are very good at picking out teams who are underrated, who are in different conferences, because we have like writers on the show that come on and talk about the Blue Bloods, but I feel like you're very good at watching all of the teams and picking out like some of these smaller schools. So let me ask you, what is the team in college football that is the most underrated this year?
I'm going to stay with the same team. Although they are in the SEC, I really think it's Vanderbilt. And I was more impressed with how Vanderbilt went to Alabama and kind of held their own in a game where I thought maybe Alabama would have their way in the trenches, and I didn't think they did. I thought that they were able to blow it open late. I just think Vanderbilt at the line of scrimmage is really, really good, and they're such a unique style of play. And if they get in that playoff, I think that they're going to give fits to whoever it is. And what they were able to do to LSU last week, and what they were able to do at South Carolina, at Virginia Tech, when you win road games by multiple scores in hostile environments, that's when you start getting my attention. So I know that they're in the SEC, but they're still treated like a mid-major for whatever reason, just because of their name. I think Vanderbilt is still the most underrated team in the country.
Ryan, I'm going to ask this question to everyone because I still can't get over it, and I know as a college hoops person, you'll appreciate this. Can Indiana, the Hoosiers football team, like, can they really win the national title? Here they are, third favorite, 9-1.
Absolutely. I was just about to say, please sign me up for an Indiana Vanderbilt national championship to really just turn college football right on its head. Right? When you go to Autzen and at Oregon and win the way that they did, control the line of scrimmage, that's a statement win. And on top of that, they went to Kinnick at Iowa, where a team that has picked off so many top 10 teams over the years, that's when you know a team's for real, when they can win on the road. Mendoza's the real deal. I know he's skyrocketing on draft boards. Speaking of Heisman, he's the front runner right now, I believe. And then Cignetti is as good a coach in college football as they get. So it's funny because he brought over a bunch of his James Madison guys. I think we don't realize how good the Sun Belt is year in and year out, and they're proving it by bringing his guys over to the Big Ten and really taking college football by storm, because they're 17-2 in the last 2 years.
Yeah. All right. So let's get some bets on the card, because I know you be betting. I see some of the bets that you put on the card, and some of these games, I didn't even know the teams had football teams. But what's the bet of the week for you?
I'll go with the unranked team laying points against a ranked team. You got BYU coming in here 7-0. They just stormed the field. Rivalry win over Utah. Freshman quarterback in the road. Then you get Matt Campbell on the other side coming off a bye week. Iowa State was super banged up going into the bye week. They're getting healthier on the defensive side, and Rocco Becht as well had a concussion, and he's going to be healthy, ready to go. I'm going to lay the points in Ames, Iowa, with Iowa State against number 11, BYU. I believe they're laying 2.5 right now.
We're talking with Ryan McIntyre, and you can check him out all over the place on the College Experience Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network as well. So we talked about teams that are underrated. Which teams in college football, and I do want to ask you about a couple of specific games, but which team do you think is most overrated right now that you don't really like compared to maybe the general public?
I still think it's Texas. I couldn't believe that they won the game. Yeah, I know you're a Texas grad, Mike.
You're right, though. You're right.
I mean, Arch has just been so underwhelming. I don't know what they're going to do in the offseason with him, if they're going to part ways.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go a different direction. That's going to be a fascinating topic because, I mean, Arch was a Heisman frontrunner coming into this year, but they got absolutely outgained by dominated the line of scrimmage, but were able to steal that game. I just think that they have not really looked the part or passed the eye test the entire year. They just have the Texas name brand, and they were preseason in the top two or three.
All right, so we know you're big on Vandy. They've got a big game this week. College Game Day is going to be here in Nashville. Vandy, 2.5-point home favorites against Mizzou. So this line is tight, so odds makers are certainly giving Missouri a chance in this one. But does Vanderbilt have the edge?
I do. I think they do. I think that they'll control the line of scrimmage just like they did against LSU. It's hard to believe that Missouri's first road game on October 18th was last weekend, which is just crazy with these schedules. But back-to-back road spot, they won a chaotic game at Auburn. I like the spot for Vanderbilt getting back-to-back home games versus Missouri back-to-back road. I think they control the line of scrimmage, and they get revenge from last year where Missouri beat them on a walk-off field goal in Columbia.
So since we were talking about Texas and how bad they are, should I grab 7.5 with Mississippi State? Because I was looking at that. I was like, how in the world is Texas laying 7.5 going to Starkville? I'd be all over the dogs here.
See, I'm the king of this where I trash a team all week and then I'll swing in and I'll hop. Okay. I actually laid it with Texas here. I think they can contain Mississippi State's offense with the high tempo under Jeff Lebby and company. One thing about Texas, they are good. They are good on the defensive line, in the trenches on the defensive side. So I think they can bottle them up just like Texas A&M did. I think it's a good matchup for Texas this week. I just think Texas is overrated in the grand scheme of things.
Ah, well, they were one of the teams that was expected to win a national championship this year. Elsewhere in Texas, Texas Tech is coming off a loss to Arizona State, but I feel like they're a very interesting team. If you believe line play matters, they still have one of the best offensive and defensive lines in the country. Are you out on Texas Tech now, or do you still think that the Red Raiders could have a chance to get in the college football playoff?
I think -110 or +100 to win the Big 12 right now. I think they are the best team. The only thing going against them is the Big 12 is so wacky year in and year out, and upsets happen. We just saw them get picked off in Tempe. I think, honestly, they're worth a stab at 30-1 to win the national championship. I think they're good enough on both sides of the ball in a year where it's going to be wide open. They just need some consistent quarterback play. Baron Morton's banged up once again in Lubbock, but I think from a trenches standpoint, with how much they invested in that roster, I think Texas Tech is good enough to win the national championship.
Yeah, man, I agree with you, and I cannot stand, absolutely cannot stand Texas Tech, as you know. But they, you know, it just goes to show that if you spend the money in the portal and they have, what, Cody Campbell, yeah, and all that oil money, I mean, that defensive line is stellar, and they're unbelievable. So I'll just throw it out there in the ether. What's a game that you're really on this week? It doesn't have to be a top 25 matchup, just one that you really like.
Yeah, you guys mentioned I like the sicko games where it's going to hurt your stomach to take. I'm going to take Brian Kelly and his family down there in Baton Rouge in the foxhole. Everybody's out on Brian Kelly this week. Hey, they're catching a short number against undefeated Texas A&M, the other team that has spent a ton of money in the trenches with the oil money. A&M coming in back-to-back road spot. They were fortunate to get out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. They also have they're in the middle of a three-game road trip here. So I think they're going to get tripped up. Death Valley at night, we've seen it year after year. Give me LSU to knock off Texas A&M and hand them their first loss there in Baton Rouge.
All right, so we have a few minutes left, and we talked about college hoops a bit before we came on here. We know you are a college hoops guy. You gave us some great plays in March Madness last year. So who's on your radar this year? Maybe not a team that like has the best odds to win it all, but a team that's going to be fascinating to watch that maybe people should be watching out for.
I'll go to the Big 12. I'll go to BYU. It's not every year that you see a team beat out every single blue blood for the number one player in the country, but BYU has invested a ton of money into their program. And they also went out in the portal and added different guys and have a bunch of returning production from that Sweet 16 team. So I'm interested to see how they are with expectations because they have a little bit of a target on their back with a $15 million roster at BYU. But just from a fascinating standpoint, must-watch TV, I got the BYU Cougars as the team I really want to watch.
Ooh. What is your favorite small conference to follow? Not necessarily bet on, but, you know, obviously not the big ones, but one conference where you think this is fascinating, these teams are super competitive, and maybe it's not on the public's radar, but you can't wait to see the season.
I will go with Historic League, and I think they're the second or third conference champion every year. It's definitely the Missouri Valley. It's a bus league, and they're all basketball towns. They some of them do have FCS football teams, but primarily they are a basketball league, and they take a lot of pride, and there's great home court advantages. And we've seen the teams pull upsets in March before, whether it's Belmont, Murray State, Drake, Bradley, and you can go down the list. So the Missouri Valley is always a league I love watching night after night in college hoops.
Well, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for tonight, and I'm ready for college football this weekend. That is our guy, Ryan McIntyre. Check him out as host of the College Experience podcast. Also, follow him on X at @Moneyline_Mac. Ryan, always great picking your brain when it comes to anything sports betting related. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate it, guys.
You bet. Chelsea, are you excited for college hoops? You bet a lot of small conference basketball. You don't fool me. I've seen you do it.
Well, he said the NBC, and I need to double check this, but I'm pretty sure that's where Belmont plays. You know, I bet a ton on Belmont because they're here in Nashville and because, like, we see them on the local news. So, like, it's, I think, easier to follow the local teams when you can, like, read about them in the newspaper. I'll be betting on college hoops. I think it'll take me a while to get my feet wet, though, just because I think college basketball, it takes a while for teams to kind of set the rotations. And plus, when you get to, like, the higher ranks, when you have all these, like, superstar freshmen, it's really difficult to project, like, those first couple of seasons. So it's not something that I feel super confident the first week of the season, but I will be watching.
Also, some quick breaking news again. Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups has been arrested by the FBI for alleged illegal gambling. This is from Sham Sharania at ESPN. So half an hour ago, we saw Terry Rozier from the Heat get arrested this morning at his hotel room. And now Portland head coach Chauncey Billups arrested by the FBI. They're having a press conference later on this morning at 10 a.m. This just broke. Unbelievable. Coming up next, Donkster, best bets. Stay with us on a Thursday here on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.